proclamation number 8694 dated the December 6th, 1963.
Attribute of Divine Teaching, Human Manifestation Problem.
I repeatedly emphasize that it is necessary for you to be informed about my human manifestation in Jesus Christ. For your maturing, too, solely depends on the fact that you are truthfully instructed about the significance of Jesus and his act of salvation for you humans. For although he lived on earth as a human being and as a human being concluded his life with his crucifixion, he was nevertheless only the outer shell of the eternal divine spirit. He only served me myself as a shell, because I wanted to make myself visible in him, since no being was able to behold me in my full abundance of strength and light without ceasing to exist. And this great secret of my human manifestation can only be revealed to you by me, albeit you humans will never be able to comprehend it completely as long as you are not yet perfect. If, however, you are truthfully instructed about this very problem of my human manifestation in Jesus, you will no longer be in danger of taking a wrong path, for once you have this knowledge you have already attained a certain degree of maturity, and then you will only ever turn to me, whom you have recognized in Jesus. Yet this is what my adversary wants to stop or prevent, and therefore he will lead people into misconceptions and above all try to prevent a truthful explanation about God's manifestation in Jesus. By means of constant new formulations and wrong portrayals he will not generate clarity in people, and then he will have succeeded so that neither I nor the human being Jesus can be clearly recognized. For he will always want to create two concepts of God and Jesus, although only one God exists, who is at all times approachable in Jesus. Anyone who knows the truth will not allow himself to be worried by this, and he will also identify every teaching which is different as error. And yet, the adversary will have many followers with his portrayal of Jesus, who has achieved a high degree of maturity as a human being but who will always be explained to people as existing outside of God, when he disguises himself as a spirit of light before those who do not completely reject Jesus. And you can always particularly apply this criterion for truth when God's human manifestation in Jesus is emphasized as being true. This will always be an assured attribute of a divine instruction. For only I can reveal this secret of my human manifestation to you, and you may justifiably discard everything which contradicts my information. Every single school of thought endorses its spiritual knowledge as truth, yet as long as they still differ from each other, great care has to be taken and, above all, a serious desire for truth is required in order to be able to recognize it as such. Nevertheless, it is up to each person whether he sincerely desires the truth. He alone has to make the decision, and thus he also determines the teacher who will instruct him. He cannot be offered any misguided spiritual knowledge if he sincerely entrusts himself to me and appeals to me for truth. This sincere appeal is required by me, but it will surely be granted. But anyone who knows my directly transmitted word to earth and does not use it as a criterion has not yet opened his heart to the truth either, otherwise he would feel that no other spiritual knowledge can be likened to it if it contains other concepts and notions which contradict the truth from me. Consequently, if a person does not recognize the pure truth, his degree of maturity is still so low that my adversary is able to use him as a vessel in order to deceive countless people through him again and lure them into error. Truth always and forever remains the same. It does not change and cannot be offered to one person like this and to another like that, as far as its fundamental essence is concerned. You humans will always have to be vigilant if you want to possess the pure truth, so that you will not get ensnared by the adversary who is always keen to work in the same manner, and he will be successful too if the person is indifferent or purely expects sensations, which he anticipates from contact with the supernatural world. What I offer to people will always take place within the framework of natural law, and only the contents will provide a genuine seeker with the certainty that I am the source myself, and he will gladly accept the spiritual information. He will increase his knowledge, his inner light, and then no error will be able to confuse him any longer, for he will identify and resist it. Yet my adversary's activity will not lessen, and people give him the right to it. If they would only ever desire the pure truth, he would be unable to interfere. In that case only my messengers of light would be at work fending off everything impure, unspiritual, and protecting the human being from its influence. And your criterion for truth can always be applied by how Jesus and his act of salvation and my human manifestation in him are portrayed to you. Only virtuous, illuminated spiritual beings exist in utmost truth and also pass it on to people on my instructions. As soon as the deity and Jesus are portrayed to you as two beings, you are not being truthfully taught, for I am here one. I myself, the highest and most perfect spirit in eternity, manifested myself in the human being Jesus, in his human shell, in order to become a visible God for you, my created beings, whom you are able to love with all your heart and who also wants to be loved by you. And thus you should only believe the spirit which teaches this to you. Amen.